Okay, so we had a girl that came in a few weeks ago, and she had told us that because she had missed the deadline for FAFSA, because she had just gotten married and she like forgot to do her FAFSA application, that she took the semester off to do like her internship,
mm-hmm.
and then she was gonna just apply for as many scholarships as she could, mm-hmm. and so it kind of piqued my interest of what kind of scholarships we have offered here, and just like what are some common mistakes that you've seen just in your experience of people have made that is easily avoidable about scholarships or FAFSA.
So I would say the big one is the priority deadline. So for the BYUI grant application for general need-based scholarship assistance and academic scholarships, we have a March 1st deadline.
Okay.
So for students who are applying for an academic award, they just have to fill out the scholarship by the March 1st deadline.
Mm-hmm.
Students who want to be considered for general scholarships or need-based scholarships, they also have the priority deadline of March 1st. And if students want to be considered for BYUI scholarships, general scholarships will require the FAFSA by the March 1st deadline also. So mm-hmm. if they turn in their scholarship application but not their FAFSA, they can only be considered for BYUI academic awards.
Okay.
But that being said, if you do miss the March 1st deadline, you don't get your FAFSA in by then, you can turn it in at any time during the whole academic year. So even there is no real cutoff for the FAFSA other than your last day of attendance.
Okay. And so when you say there's not a real cutoff except the last day of attendance, mm-hmm. what do you mean by
so,
that?
So I'm a fall spring student, yep. and let's say I didn't fill out my FAFSA during fall. I don't fill it out during winter. I fill it out. I'm a student in spring, so I come in spring. I can fill it out during spring, and as long as I get it in and all my documents in by my last day of attendance,
oh.
I can get that money retroactive back for fall.
Great. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what is that March 1st deadline for then with
the
priority?
It's the priority deadline.
Mm-hmm.
So we need the FAFSA to evaluate the student's need. And so we award all our BYUI scholarships for students who are admitted by March 1st after the March 1st deadline because we have a budget and we spend that budget based on the applicants we have on March 1st.
Okay.
So for BYUI money, for money awarded by the school for either general scholarships or academic scholarships, we hold those students to the March 1st deadline.
And just correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm still new to all of this.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying the priority deadline is for the whole academic year, starting from
yes.
fall until spring. And so we need all those applications in by the March 1st.
If I want a scholarship, I've got to meet the March 1st deadline.
Great,
yes.
Okay.
If I don't meet the March 1st deadline, I can fill out my FAFSA anytime and get federal financial aid through the FAFSA.
Okay. And what are some scholarships that you feel like people don't hear a lot about, or maybe they just don't know where to look to find some scholarships?
So the internet, if a student does their research, it will pay off.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many resources available to students through the forms of scholarship. We have some scholarships on our scholarships webpage, some agencies, some outside private scholarship agencies that have funds available. But if a student is really interested in researching scholarships, they can go to studentaid.gov. That's the Federal Department of Education website. They have thousands of scholarships listed, but the student can just use any search engine and look for scholarships, and there are thousands and thousands of scholarship opportunities out there. I would check your local community,
mm-hmm.
Check your state Board of Education, see if they have scholarship assistance. The state of Idaho has generous scholarships that they offer to people who graduated from an Idaho high school and are residents of the state of Idaho. Local businesses, maybe your parents' employers. There are a lot of local businesses that contribute to scholarship. funds.
And when you say I would check the state, is that like a website that you can find state scholarships?
Yeah, so you can Google your state Board of Education.
Great, okay.
So the Idaho State Board of Education has some state scholarships.
So going back to Kaylee, this girl that came in and, mm-hmm. and told us about how she missed the deadlines. So even in her case, even though she missed that March 1st deadline, she could still apply yeah. for FAFSA scholarships. Mm-hmm. She just wouldn't get grants through the school, BYU Idaho.
Right. So we have a priority deadline. So we have a So for fall semester, our priority deadline for the FAFSA alone is June 1st. If a student is selected for verification, so it's very complicated, but generally, if a student fills out a FAFSA, they have a 1 in 3 chance of being selected for verification. Mm-hmm. That simply means they will be required to turn in additional documentation to verify the financial information that they submitted with their FAFSA.
Mm-hmm.
So if a student is not selected for verification, they'll just turn in their FAFSA. And if they meet the priority deadline, they'll get their financial aid the first week of the semester. If a student is selected for verification, we have a July 1st priority deadline for fall.
Mm-hmm.
And if they have their documents, all the correct documents in by July 1st, they will get their financial aid the first week of the semester.
Okay.
So the priority deadline refers to students receiving their aid the first week of the semester. If you miss the priority deadline, we have a processing time.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's heavy during the high volume times, and so the processing time is longer. Sometimes we can do it more quickly when the volume is low. So a student who is still turning in their documents today, it takes about 8 weeks from the time we receive your last document for a student to receive their aid.
And what you said earlier, about how if a student does their research, it really pays off on scholarships. I remember reading an article some weeks ago about how some students can make up, so if you spend 2 or 3 hours a day just looking for scholarships, you can really make up to like $25 an hour
mm-hmm.
just from looking up those scholarships, because a lot of people will pay large sums
yes.
just from
yes.
new applying for it.
It's definitely worth the investment of mm-hmm. time.
And in Kaylee's... In Kaylee's case, she said she wanted to apply for over 150 scholarships because she wanted to make sure that her and her husband wouldn't have to take out loans for when they do this. So are there other options that students have to taking other than taking out loans for going to school?
So savings, students should work during their off track or the summer, save while you're in high school. You can look for academic scholarships who award high achievement. Different scholarship offerings have different requirements, so you can just look for something that sort of fits your profile. But other than work, there are so many campus jobs that we provide to student employees that can help them fund their education, and scholarships are the best way to pay for your education. Pell Grants are for students who qualify through the FAFSA. Those are federal funds that are free and you don't have to pay back. But other than that, federal loans are awarded through the FAFSA, and then students can also seek private loans. So scholarships and grants are the free money that students really should look for, and then saving any money they can through sacrifice or work.
And I looked through the scholarship website that we have here at BYU Idaho,
mm-hmm.
and I noticed that we have a ton of things offered. And I want to walk through some of these, because some of them, at a glance, I couldn't really figure out what specifically it was. So, for example, we have academic scholarship, and that's for students who do academically well. They can get a scholarship that pays off their tuition while they're in school.
Yes. So freshmen can apply for an academic scholarship. We award freshman scholarships based on a student's high school GPA and their ACT score, and the freshman matrix is on the website showing the awarding lines. And then continuing or transfer students, we look at their BYUI continuing cumulative GPA, and the lines for those awards are also on the website.
And one of them that I didn't notice before, or I guess haven't heard of before, is the last semester scholarship
proration. Yes.
Proration? Right.
So we have requirements for our scholarships. For example, the academic scholarship requires 14 credits. The exception to that is a student in your last semester graduating with a bachelor's degree. You can have your scholarship prorated down as low as 6 credits.
Okay.
So if I'm in my last semester and I only need to take 8 credits, I can, instead of losing my scholarship or taking credits I don't need to meet the 14 requirement, I can get it prorated down.
Great.
To a half-time award. General scholarships. Those require a 12-credit level for a full-time award or a maximum award, but a student can take 6 credits and get half their scholarship. We can prorate down to 3/4 or half.
It sounds really flexible and accommodating, the scholarship department is.
Yes, yes. This year we are prorating and reducing the general scholarship requirement to 12 credits. Last year it was 12 credits or you lose your scholarship.
So. Okay. And then the talent scholarship, can you tell me a bit about that?
So that's awarded through the departments, the music, dance, performing arts. They have a budget that they are responsible. They select the candidates, and those scholarships are not awarded through the BYU Idaho scholarship application.
Those are they private scholarships then?
No, they're BYUI funds, but the department awards them based on their own criteria. So if students have questions or want to know how they can qualify or be considered for those awards, they need to contact their department.
Okay. And then what is the internship scholarship? I've been hearing about a lot about that.
Yeah, we are trying to get more students aware of this internship scholarship. So if a student is taking a required internship, not just an optional internship, but a required internship, and they need assistance either paying for the cost of the internship or for their expenses. Maybe they're going to New York or a high-cost area, or maybe they have to travel. Maybe there are certain expenses associated with their internship that they can't cover. Maybe their internship is unpaid and they need some assistance. They can put in a request for an internship scholarship application. And we set that in their required document section of their student financial aid portal. They can fill it out and upload it, and then we evaluate them and help them if they qualify.
That sounds really good. That sounds like, yeah, a lot of students, or there's like a growing need for that, mm-hmm. I guess. And another thing that I wanted to ask about, and of course you're not obligated to answer, is have there been any experiences just from your job from the past that you felt like this is a great example of a student that really went out and did what she or he needed to get the scholarship, or maybe if this person had just done these and these things differently, they would have had a lot better semester or been more financially stable?
So it's really shocking the amount of scholarships that some students bring in. You know, we've seen checks of $15,000 for one semester. Or,
holy cow.
You know, yeah. Or they have a number of scholarships that they can stack. And, I mean, it's those students really have such a huge benefit. I mean, they have all their expenses paid for their entire education through just work that they have done to find the right scholarships to apply for. But on the flip side, I think we see students who make mistakes, who miss deadlines or don't turn in the required documents, so they miss out on federal grant money that they would otherwise be eligible for. So I guess my caution would be, it's the student's responsibility to know what the requirements are, what the deadlines are, to answer the questions on their FAFSA correctly. A huge percentage, maybe 70-80% of students fill out their FAFSA incorrectly. And so it's rejected, or they have to turn in additional documents to resolve a conflict or an error or something that is missing. So I would advise students to be responsible and understand the requirements, read the questions carefully, follow all of the instructions to turn in everything that is required, and to read their emails. We get a lot of students that say they were never told, but they just don't read their emails, or they set their emails so that the emails go to their junk or spam.
Gosh.
Or they just don't look at the website. All the information a student needs to know is on the website, and it's the student's responsibility to, if they're confused about something, to resolve their confusion. Contact the financial aid office. Come into Kimball 196, which is our front desk, where we have a bank of computers that students can sit at and get their questions answered. We can help with filling out the FAFSA or the scholarship application before the deadline. We can help with any concerns you have.
Because you really are there to help us. Like, I know I hear students complain sometimes, but I really feel like the people that work there, they're doing everything they can to make sure that you are having a good academic year this
right.
year, and you're doing well.
And if you're just turning documents in now, I know that students are frustrated that at times in the semester it takes 12 weeks. So if you turn in a document the first day of school, your aid may be delayed for 12 weeks. That's the entire semester.
Right.
But it's because you didn't meet the priority deadline, which was back in July. And all those students that had everything turned in by July 1st, they got their money the first couple days of school.
Right.
So I know students get frustrated, but most of the frustration comes from an initial error on the student's part. So I would just take your time, make sure you're doing it right.
I think it just goes back to what you said with the two parts. First, just do your research on scholarships, because it's like you said, it's astounding how many students get scholarships and just they don't have the stress about getting a second job or something like that during school. And then second of all, making sure that you meet the deadlines. Like, don't procrastinate. And if there's any confusion at all, come to the Kimball office, mm-hmm. like you said. And then, of course, always people there that at least when I've gone in, have been so overly friendly and just really helpful.
Well, great. I appreciate that. And we're so lucky at BYU Idaho. We have such a low cost of attendance.
Yes, absolutely.
Comparatively speaking, that there is no student that should be unable to fund their education at BYU Idaho. There are avenues to make it, no matter what your background, no matter what your circumstances. If you use all the resources available and are careful, you can graduate close to debt-free.
Great. There were a few more scholarships, because there's quite a list, but is there anyone that you want to specifically talk about? I think we've hit the big ones.
Yeah, I'm glad you talked about the internship scholarship, because a lot of students don't take advantage of that. They're either unaware or they just don't ask for it. But that is something that the student has to request, and they have to be registered for the required internship before they can fill out the application.
That's good to know, yeah. All right, thank you so much for being
here
with us.
You're welcome. You're so welcome. Thanks for having me.